We're still in Tofresh Memvav, the halachas of the Hadas. Yesterday we learned the halachas, first of all, where the Hadas, lechatchila, all the leaves should be complete. Now this applies all 7 days, which means that as you pull your Hadasin out of the koshikol that's holding it to the lulav, you've got to make sure that leaves don't fall off. And if they do, if it's within the shear, then you really should go and switch your Hadas. Lechatchila, you're not supposed to, it says for mitzvah menamuvchar, you're supposed to have all of the leaves there. Now the other thing is that in yesterday's day we ended off with the halacha of if all the leaves are dry except for the top three, they are kosher. And then we had a machlokas if they were wilted, if they're kosher enough, if they're good enough to give the hadas the shame hodar. In other words, if the leaves are, if the entire bad is dry except for the top three leaves, do they have to be perfectly moist? Or if they're wilted, is that good enough? So it was a machlokas, and I ended off with something that didn't really make all that sense, and I'd like to just explain it. I said there that one could be makel because it's a daraisa. What I really meant to say is the Mishnah Berurah came out lahalacha, that on the first day, which is a daraisa, one should be machmir, but on the other days, which are derabanan, one could be makel. So if everything's dry except for the top three leaves, and the top three leaves happen to be wilted also, they're kamush, on the first day one shouldn't use it, on the other days he could. We are now up to Sif Yud, and we'll be finishing the Simen. Nikdam Rosho Kosher, Afilolo also Botamra. The first day here says, that's the Mechaber, that the first day in the Mechaber, that if the head of the Hadas is cut off, it is kosher, even if a date-like thing didn't grow on it. Now, this is referring to where the wood itself cracked, the wood itself broke, and this daya holds that the wood of the hadas that's broken is not possible because of niktam, because it's not visible, because the leaves cover it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, so what if the top leaves are missing as well? Then the break in the wood is visible, then it'll be possible. So he says if you have enough of a shear, then break the wood even more down to the first level of leaves, and this way at least it'll be covered again. Now, the Mechaber says, Afilo lo also about Tamra. From here we learn that what happens if it broke and a Tamra did grow, it sealed itself, everybody's going to hold its kosher. Even the day later that Pasel's Niktam will be Mashurid if a Tamra did grow. Now further, Vuhu adin li yovesh rosho, the same halacha applies if the top of it is yovesh. Now this is referring to the leaves, that if the top leaves are dry, as long as rove of the rest of the hadas is moist, halacha is it's kosher according to this daya. V'yesh poslim b'niktam rosho, and there are those who say that there is a psul of niktam rosho unless it's sealed itself. And according to this daya, the same halacha would apply if the top leaves are yavish. Says the Ramah, V'tov l'achmir b'makam she'efshir ba'achar. One should be machmir if you can. V'lo mikri niktam el niktamu ha'etzim. So the psul of niktam is when the wood is cracked. The psul of yavish, we said, is when the leaves are yavish, not the wood. Now l'halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says that one definitely should be machmir if at all possible. He then brings up that in a hadas, often you get little branches growing out of it with more leaves on them. There's a machlokas rishonim if they have to be cut. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's clear that when they're cut, that is not a psul of niktam. But he holds that lechatchila you really should cut them off. Otherwise, it could be that they're considered that they're mafsik between the leaves, and that takes away the shame ovels. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Bach that if the top leaves are dried, it is pasul. He's machmir there, based on the Ramah who is machmir with niktam. And the Mishnah Berurah says there's a pashteit, so pull them off. As long as you're left with rov of a shear, you're better off having that than a yavesh, according to the Bach. Sif Yud Aleph, imein lo el hadash anov of merubim me'olav biyontif. What happens if the only hadas you have is one that has more anovim and they're black or red than you have leaves, and it's yontif, so you can't pull them off? not lo vein mevarach alav. You're better off taking it and not making a bracha on it, just so that one doesn't forget arba minim. L'maisa, the psul of anava of mubmi olav is a psul called zayin. Although the bir halacha brings a machlokas, his maskana seems to be that it's posel called shiva, and we'll see a little bit later. The halachas of just what differences there are between the first day and the other days with regard to the psulim.